Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm here with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. And we are your hosts this evening for a powerful, powerful evening with our special guest, Reginald Lewis, a powerful, intuitive, loving spirit, ready to provide you with guidance for the year 2013. It's just going to be amazing. Are you going to have a new love this year? Are you going to have a new job, a new career? It's moving on the horizon for you. We're going to answer all those questions for you and give you some guidance into a beautiful, beautiful, splendid 2013. Good evening, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. How are you, Cynthia?
Oh, man, I am so excited. I'm just so excited to be able to provide people with this opportunity to ask questions from some of the most powerful intuitives that we know in our circle. I mean, you know, Dr. Reggie, you've been reading professionally for over 30 years. You have been a mentor to many. You've trained many. And so we have
You're scaring me. You're telling my age.
But we have a wide circle of friends that we want to bring in between now and the new year, the first week of the new year, so that people can find out what's going on, because there have been so many changes on our planet, right?
Mm-hmm. There have been, and especially now, because we've gone, after this 26,000-year cycle, we're going through ascension into the fifth dimension.
Yes.
And that means we're ascending.
Ascending. You know, I hear so much about third dimension, fourth dimension, fifth dimension.
Well, you can see things and go to movies and see things in 3D. It's close to your own reality. Mm-hmm. And the fourth dimension is another higher level that some people can't see, the level of intuition. And then there's the fifth dimension traveling down from the fifth dimension in different levels, meaning physical, emotional, mental, astral, solar, atmic, monadic, and divine. So you're going to all different levels. We're going down to the fifth dimension. We're ascending. The whole Earth is. So mm-hmm. there's planetary ascension, and there's personal human ascension. Ascension meaning to rise up, to evolve, and that's what we're doing as a species. We're evolving. It mm-hmm. was promised in my encounter many, many years ago, and now we're at that point in the year 2012, and now we're going into 2013. It's a very powerful transition period. So that's what it means, that we're evolving to more cosmic energy of level, and that's what we'll be able to do. We'll be thinking like we normally do as intuitives. Like Reginald Lewis can read my mind, I'll read his. We'll be talking that way. There'll be no need for words anymore. So we're evolving very quickly and to another place. Children who are born now are born already hardwired for this century and for computers and everything else, so how fast they learn and do it, because they're born for it. They're crystal
right.
children. And they're born to be intuitives.
Mm.
Amazing.
It's an amazing time. It truly is. And manifesting, this is like the most powerful time to really practice the principles of manifestation, because this is a time when you really can have instant manifestation. If you guys have been following us on Circles of Prosperity, we have been laying this groundwork, laying the foundation for you to understand these principles so that you could move gracefully through this time period, because as with any transition, it's uneasy, and you can see it playing out in so many areas of our society. Things are kind of in an uproar. They're upside down. Some things are working. A lot of things are not working. The economy is kind of iffy, but we're in a transition. So how do you maintain your balance? How do you maintain your focus? How do you leverage this time and the energy for your, on your behalf? Those are the things that you want to hear from your intuitive tonight, because you live in this environment and you want to be able to take advantage of it. We have quite a few callers in the queue tonight. I just want to alert Reginald Lewis that we've got quite a few in, and we will probably try to keep our readings really brief. So really try to think about your question and write it down, and so that it's succinct and we can get to you and help you and answer your questions fairly quickly. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our opening prayer. We do this every day. So Dr. Reggie, will you take us into our opening prayer?
Certainly. Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, our divine parent in the universe, we thank you for joining forces to give us birth into this energy right now and here and where we are. Thank you for the gift of intuition, of mediumship, of channeling, of healing, all the things that you pass through us as divine gifts. We thank you for them, and we help others to improve the quality of their lives with those gifts. And with our intuition, we thank you for everybody listening to Circles of Prosperity. We thank you for Gloria Wells or Reginald Lewis and everybody involved within hearing range of this voice in this galaxy and beyond to bless us and to raise our spirits up and to keep us safe, protected, wealthy, and out of harm's way. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. And I know a lot of you are saying, where's Ruth? Where's Ruth? Ruth will be back tomorrow night. It's going to be party time tomorrow night with Ruth. So be sure you tune in tomorrow night. We'll be here again at 8 o'clock. Reginald Lewis. Oh, this is my baby boy. This is the son. This is our son, Reginald Lewis. It's family night. What a powerful intuitive you are, and we're so grateful to have you on. I know a lot of our listeners already, regular listeners, already know how fabulous you are, but we're now that we have a lot more people who are going to experience you this evening. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for having me on. How are you?
Oh, I'm jazzed. I'm really jazzed. You know, we were talking about the ascension. Is there anything that you want to add to it for the people tonight, and in particular, anything that you need them to do before you read them?
You know, I just tell people, you know, just be open-minded, to be open and receptive. I totally agree with Dr. Reggie about the whole ascension thing, because we are bringing in more light. We're becoming more powerful beings. We're becoming more powerful co-creators. And 2013, I'm telling you, it's going to be such a powerful year. It's not going to be any kind of comparison to 2013, because I really see big things happening. I like to call 2013 the year of opportunity and upliftment, because a lot of people are going to start. They're not going to have to struggle no more. You know, I know this year a lot of people are struggling financially. You know, with their family. You know, with their foundation, with their businesses. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm saying it out loud and proud, because I'm happy that 2013 is going to be really good for our economy, actually. And I'm not really big on, you know, politics and stuff and predictions, but I pick up very strongly, my guides in spirit had told me that for Obama and the administration and our government and public education and public administration, things are going to get a lot more better. There's going to be more of a balance, more of an order, and more of justice happening.
Wow.
And a lot of support for the community, a lot of service happening. So I'm very excited for 2013.
Oh. And I agree with that, because 13 equals the number 6, this energy, and it represents creation. On the sixth day, God made man. So you're right. You're getting a chance to start everything new and new beginnings and beautiful foundations. No more struggling. That's exactly what it means. You're right.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm so glad to hear that, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are. But I bet you they really are more interested in their personal lives right now, so we're going to go to our first caller, Maribel from New York. Hi, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. You have a question for – we have two Reggies on. One is Dr. Reggie and the other is Reginald Lewis, but Reginald Lewis is doing the readings this evening.
Okay, so I have a question for Reginald Lewis.
Okay.
Okay.
And the question has to do with relationship and love, if anything coming up for me in the new year.
Okay, yeah, the first thing I pick up with you is interesting. The energy that I pick up is I'm hearing pick up your confidence. I do feel like there will be someone coming to you within the new year. They're talking about it's more so to the mid of the year that you are going to really meet someone. I feel the energy may be a little bit younger than you, maybe 1 or 2 years younger than you. He has light hair. I definitely pick up light hair. So I feel like it's more so like between mid to light brown hair. Okay, that's what I pick up. Shortcut. And this is an interesting thing. I feel like for you, they're telling me, I'm hearing free yourself from pain. I mean, don't hold on to pain from the past. It feels like you felt kind of restricted in the past, relationship-wise, but they're saying no more feeling restricted. Sort of release yourself, allow yourself to be free. They're saying relax and sort of kind of, you know, release the tension. Because it's tension in your body, and I feel like when it comes to relationships, you become very blurry. You know, you become very confused. Like there's energy of confusion. But they're saying you don't have to hold on to that anymore. You can sort of release that. Like you said, it's the new year, new beginnings, new start, new relationships, new opportunities. Don't compare the present or the future to the past.
Oh, okay. All right.
You understand that?
Yeah, I do. Good. I need to I go at school, though.
Say that one more time.
Would I meet this fellow at school?
Okay, will you meet this person at school? Okay, let's see. Yeah, it's interesting you said that because I am picking up some kind of institution of some sort. It does feel like more so education, like you just said. Education. I also feel creativity. I heard creativity. So I feel like this person he's going to have a very creative streak about him. So I won't be surprised if he's either, it feels like an artist of some sort. I don't think that's going to be his main thing, but it's definitely going to be one of his main gift, something that's very apparent about him. He's a very creative person, and it's something artistic about him. I feel like it's drawing, something about drawing or art or painting, something like that in that area of art. So he's going to be very artistic, which I think you need. You need someone with an artistic streak to them, somebody with creativity, something who can add something new and exciting and creative to your life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it seems kind of cool.
Okay, Maribel, so let the past go, okay, sweetheart?
Okay, thank you.
Alrighty.
So much.
Thank you. Hello, 442, you on the air?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'll get on to the question straight away. My name is Deep. I've been married 7 years now. And the relationship between my wife and my parents and my sister have gone back to worse at the moment. As per psychics I've referred to, they say that most of the issues are due to the fact that my wife had a difficult childhood due to her father. So due to this, my marriage is suffering as well. So where do you see this marriage going? Where do you see our relationship going? And how do you think we can work towards improving things between me and my wife and between my wife and my parents?
Okay, great. I sort of heard half of it, but I heard most of it. I was asking about your marriage and your wife and your family. The first thing I pick up for you is it feels like there's a lot of resistance. I feel like there's a lot of resistance. When I pick a resistance, they're telling me this is on all people's behalf. So there's no one party to blame, okay? There's no blame in the family or the mom and no blame in your wife. I think everyone needs to take the blame, you know, if they're going to blame you. Everyone needs to take the blame. I feel like a lot of resistance. Your wife and your mom disagree a lot. I can see that a lot. It feels like clashing heads. I'm seeing two rams clashing heads. You know, it's like they never want to agree. You know, even if they're both right, they still don't even want to agree with each other in a knowledge, you know, that knowledge that, you know, they're both right. You know, they just don't like to be on the same page. You know, sort of like what I'm hearing is I feel like this is something where it's going to take professional help, like family counseling. I don't know how open they're going to be to that. That might be very difficult, but I'm hearing it's going to take something like that because I feel like it's just your mom, for some reason, she feels like your wife is sort of taking you away from her. Mm-hmm. She feels like instead of bringing the family together, she feels like she's distancing the family, you know, and distancing you from her. So I think, you know, obviously as a mom and someone who cares and loves her son, you know, when that happens, you know, it's sort of like it's like declaring war, you know. So, you know, it's like it's one of those things that you have to sort of say, don't play for, you know, to be safe for you, I'm saying don't try not to play sides. Mm-hmm. That's the worst thing to do. You know, try to stay as neutral as possible and just sort of, you know, agree with both. You know, say, yeah, you're right and you're right. And try to make sure you see both sides and both perspectives in any kind of conflict in any kind of situation. But this is all about mediation. That's what I'm hearing, and it may take some professional intervention, like, you know, family mediation, family counselor, something like that.
I agree with you because that's what I picked up too. And also, he mentioned that it had gone from bad to worse. And in situations like that with family, it hurts a lot on everybody's part. And there is no one person to blame. But what you want to do is get rid of blaming somebody or shaming someone and bring everybody at the table with a professional therapist, like you said. They have to be open to family counseling so they can at least see what's going on and let them be the judge. You know,
right.
Involve a third party that way unless they're licensed professionally to do the work. So if he's open to that, that's a great suggestion, a powerful one too.
Right, and if they are not open to professional counseling, then is there any way out, or should I just let it be as it is and not try to mediate, because it only seems
right.
to make things work. It only seems to make things worse if I intervene and try to improve things.
Yes, because with all the other family members, it's good that they know they can get along, but with the wife and the mother and you and your wife, the most important people involved in the relationship are really with you and your wife. But in some cultures, like in yours or in other cultures, people select their family, they select their people for them. They select the wife, they select people. And so the family has to all agree. That's why they come in. But right now, if they don't agree because of who you're married to, you and your wife have to seek the professional counseling necessary and override and go beyond culture and belief systems and know it's going to be okay. That's why you married her in the first place. Okay?
Right. So will it help if just me and my wife take counseling and it's not involve my parents because they live in a different country?
Yes, especially.
Okay.
Even though they have great influence over you where you are now. But you and your wife cannot disagree because you made a very holy vow to love each other in spite of differences, in spite of poorness, in spite of rich, in spite of everything. You love each other because there is love. And because you're on a spiritual basis, you guys will stay loving that way because that holds it together. The glue
right.
is your spiritual belief, okay?
Right. So you still think there is hope if you go for counseling?
Yes, there is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One quick question, very quick question is, there's a psychic called Madison Medved, and I had bought 4 readings from her in summer and sent her the question for the first reading in October, which she hasn't replied to, and I had sent her a few reminders. So are you able to see whether she'll get back to me or not? Her name is Madison Medved.
Yes, I know she's been away for a little while because she's got so much on her plate and so many things, and she's got family problems right now herself that
okay.
she's trying
all
to
right.
resolve. And that's why she's doing it. And she needs a break. She has psychic overload. So there's a lot of residual energy that can make her tired and exhausted. So she needs to revamp her batteries by visiting family and taking care of her business situations. But I believe that soon she will be contacting you, probably around the 3rd of January when everything's calmed down.
Right. It's not
and
that
now,
she's
one
feeling
more thing before,
or friendly or anything.
Yeah, before you go, last thing I want to tell you is that you have a gift of empathy. I feel that so strong with you. So you're very empathic. Trust your feeling nature. That's what I'm hearing. But you're very sensitive, so make sure you ground yourself so that you don't become too overwhelmed and the situation doesn't take too much energy out of you, okay?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I am an indigo and a indigo slash crystal child, because of which I'm very sensitive and I'm not very tactful, because of which I'm having all these problems in my family life.
Right.
Yeah.
But as an indigo crystal child, you know how to resolve those problems by going deep into meditation. You know how to do that. I know you do. So inside your meditation practice, do that and resolve the issues. Think about it, resolve it, and come out feeling better.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Yep.
Okay. Brandy from Texas, what's going on?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. You have a question for Reginald?
Yeah, my question is if you have any insight onto any romance coming my way.
Love.
You know, I'm not surprised so many people ask about love life, because, I mean, it is a 6-year coming up, and 6 is the number of, like Dr. Reggie said, creative, but it's also, I call it the love number. That is the love number. So relationships, people are running about relationships. They're releasing old relationships. They're starting new relationships. So I'm not surprised a lot of people are calling about relationships. But for you in particular, Brandy, the first thing I'm hearing for you is be more spontaneous, okay? Have more fun. That's what I'm hearing for you. I feel like the energy is sort of getting out more. They're saying get out more. When I say they, to clarify for people who don't understand, when I say they, who I'm referring to, it's my guides, my angels, your guides and angels. They're saying get out more. They're saying get out. So step out. Step out your comfort zone. One, you know, even if it's going out to the coffee shop or, you know, wherever it may be, just go out, because you'd be surprised at people that you just run into, you know? That you know, just going to get some coffee and someone stop and they start up a conversation with you, and then something else, you know, begins from there. That's what I'm hearing for you. You have options. Just be open to receive, but you have to step out there. Don't hide in the closet.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm not picking up one. Yeah, I'm not picking up the one or one particular individual. I feel like you have more options because you just need to explore. That's what I'm hearing. You need to explore.
Okay.
You understand that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. You have another question?
No. That's okay.
Oh.
Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Brandy. I think Brandy wanted to hear you say, oh, yes, this fabulous guy is going to come in. She's like,
but it's funny you say that, because what I did see is this guy who's tall, has a beautiful Mediterranean complexion, curly hair, and deep green eyes. They're beautiful. And I saw this guy very spiritual. And when he said coffee shop, that's where they met. And it happened around March the 2nd or March the 3rd. A calendar shows up in my mind with a red circle around it around March the 3rd. So it's not impossible for that to happen.
Well, Brandy needs to hear the archive because her call just dropped. So
it's all right.
Hopefully she'll go back and listen to the archive to hear the end
right.
of it. Georgiana from Minnesota. Are you from Minneapolis? Where are you from?
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Minneapolis. Hey, what's happening, girl?
Hey, how are y'all?
We're good.
My question is this. My boyfriend and I broke up a few weeks ago because, well, his mother got involved. And I am wondering if he's going to end up reaching out and if we're going to end up reconciling in the future.
Oh, these mothers, they are a trip, huh?
Yeah. Oh, you have no idea about this one.
Oh, my God. You know, the thing that I just have to say this, Reginald, then you can answer. But I want to tell you that you and the mother are in love with the same man.
Yes.
And that's all it is. And so, you know what? The biggest thing to do is to love her.
Oh, well, we used to get along, like, great, and then it went, like, south.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Reginald. You tell her what's going on.
Okay, say your name for me one more time. I missed it in the beginning.
It's Jordana.
Okay, Jordana. Okay, let's see.
Do you need his name at all or no?
No, because
okay.
You already know in your mind who it is, so I just connect
yes,
his
I
energy
do.
Through yours. So the first thing I'm picking up is I hear reconciliation, so I feel like things will be reconciled. That's what I'm hearing. I feel like things will balance out, things will become better. But what I'm hearing, things will actually start to see the light in the whole situation is in February. That's what I'm really
okay.
hearing. You're going to start to see the light in the situation in February. I feel like things are getting... It feels like a relief, like you're able to breathe. It almost feels like the mom is sort of, she steps back. And she feels like the energy of the mom sort of stepped back and she's not as aggressive.
Intense?
Because I feel like the energy right now is sort of intense and aggressive.
Oh, my gosh. She harasses me every day. Like, literally. And I don't think he knows this, but literally she sends me text messages every day. Like, the other day I woke up to a text message that said, you're a lowlife. I was like, what did I do?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I'm telling
you.
Know,
don't feed into the energy. You know, obviously the best thing to do is to not feed into
the energy. Yeah, I've just been ignoring
her.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But I feel like she steps back, like I said, since like January, February, she steps completely back. I don't know what it is or why she steps back, but it's like you get a break and it seems like things get better. It almost feels like, he steps up. It's almost like he steps up and sort of explains things or steps up to his mom and sort of tried to clarify things and say, you know, enough is enough. You know, and just try to bring more clarification to the situation that, you know, he loves her and he loves you and, you know, you two, she just have to get along with you whether she like it or not. But I see
well,
that he does care about you.
Because we had talked about getting married.
Uh-oh, that's what
yeah.
Like, we were definitely hot and heavy super, super fast and it moved really fast. But, I mean, I'm still completely in love. And I haven't spoken with him since we broke up, so.
Yeah. Well,
but you were a threat to her because it feels like, oh, my gosh, she's taking away my son. How dare she do this? I'm going to retaliate. Okay, take out the weapons. Dun, 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 dun. Get up the artillery. Get everything you have in your,
well,
in your
you
weaponry.
Know, with-
yeah, so she wants to attack. So we have to understand where she's coming from, too, because she's hurting. She feels the pain
exactly.
of separation from her son by the marriage. And so it's going to be okay. It really is, like Reginald said. It's going to be perfect. But it's about time he will step up to the plate and step up to his mother and say, you know, enough is enough.
Is enough?
I love this woman, and love is stronger than hate. So please understand, I love her. We're going to be married, not me and Mom.
Well, and the thing, like, why we broke up, and it was the silliest thing, which I don't know if you guys can see it, but she was telling him, like, I was misrepresenting myself, and I'm not.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
And that's why we broke up.
That is silly.
You know,
yes,
you know what's so
thank
funny?
You so much. I was like, this is completely silly. Do you guys know, like, when I'll hear from him next, around when I'll hear from him?
Well, it does to me from like January. Reginald said January and February gets better because Valentine's Day is coming up and it's going to get a bit better before Valentine's Day. You guys have been separated only a few weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
So
it,
if that's
like
true,
2.5 weeks.
It takes you know, for somebody to change everything, it takes 30 days. So with that happening, he was contacting you at the beginning of January. I know that. Or
oh,
and
really?
Uh-huh. And
okay.
That's coming up very soon. So don't
yeah.
be surprised. He'll probably tell you he apologizes, he want to talk about it, or schedule a meeting to talk things out.
Yeah, because he said some really mean things to me.
Because of his mom, that's why.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I've remained to be respectful to his mother because I, you know, I would never disrespect her.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Yeah, that's a good
I know.
So
I believe that. That's make it shows that you're emotionally intelligent. You know?
Yeah, I just kind of like took the beating and let her, you know, say whatever she wanted to say, and
right.
I'm a really strong woman, so it didn't, you
know,
I was like, I'm not going anywhere, like, I love your son, so.
That's
right,
awful.
And when people retaliate, they're hurting. Deep inside,
yeah.
That's what they're telling you, I am hurting. I am hurting, and it's really not your fault. They
right.
have nowhere else to blame or to put the blame or the shame.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But, I mean, well, and the thing was, like, for her to say I wasn't who I said I was, you know, like, I've never met her. So, like, she was saying I'm not who I am in, like, every way. And I was like, you know, you could meet me and see that, like, I am who I said I am.
Exactly.
Well, you know what's the humor in the situation? As you're talking, I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. I want to recommend a movie to you because it relates to your situation. I'm thinking about it.
Sure.
The movie Monster in Law with Jennifer Lopez.
I've seen it. I love that movie. Yes. That's exactly how it is.
Yeah, exactly. So things are going to get better.
Do you see her and I ever, like, you know, I don't know. Like, they're not going to, like, disown him if we get back together, right?
No.
Oh.
No.
They're going to grow to love you so much. How could
exactly.
they not? You have a beautiful personality.
Oh, yep. Thank you.
Just give them a chance.
I keep feeling other things from you, too. Like Reginald said, but with me, I feel something extra. On a spiritual level, I feel the psychic energy. Have you dealt with this before or delved into tarot cards or angel cards or readings? Something.
I haven't, but I've always had a really strong sense of, like, intuition.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
very, very strong. I mean, you know, like, even when we broke up, I kind of, like, yes, I've been, like, a mess and I was sad and all of that. But deep down inside of me, like, something was just telling me, like, it's going to be fine. You're going to, like, be able to work
mm-hmm.
it out.
Yeah, see, that's
what
Reginald's confirming for you. He's
mm-hmm.
confirming the fact that you have the same energy lines and some from one source. There's only one creator
right.
source of the universe, so you're both tapping into it, and he is too. So that's very good.
Well,
and then
well,
really
call,
quick,
call us when you get your your engagement ring, okay?
Do you
yeah.
think I'm going to get engaged?
I believe so. He cares
you,
about
you. You think
one.
That
he
he's the
to.
One? I feel like he's the one for me. So
yeah, follow. Yeah, trust it. I see it.
Okay, I
we
will. Thank you all so much. And I will call you all back as soon as I get that. Send you all a picture.
That sounds great.
All right.
Thank you. Okay. Have a great New Year's.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hey, Dee. Dee from Maine. How are you this evening?
Hi. I'm feeling pretty good tonight.
Good. What's going on?
Oh, a lot of things are going on. My life isn't exactly in the greatest place at the moment, but at the same time, I keep coming across people that are opening up doors for me in a sense because I'm a medium and I'm suddenly I'm going to be on somebody's show with them doing
wow.
readings. And somebody else I connected with yesterday actually called me. They want he and his brother do a show and they want to do. They want me to guest with them, and they'll do three shows with me on it.
Wow.
And I made friends with one of the brothers, the one that called me. We're on Facebook now together. He's been very helpful to me, and I guess I've been helpful to him, and I read for his mother over the phone. So there are some things that are good and some things that are really, you know, hairy, but I just kind of feel good tonight.
That's
oh,
great.
Very good. Glad.
Yeah.
So
I'm just sort of wondering what you pick up, if there's any messages from my family or...
Okay. First thing I want to say is it's interesting you say you are a medium because I can see immediately that you are a healer and that includes your mediumship abilities. Because as soon as
right.
you talked, I saw this bright, beautiful blue light around you. Very bright, beautiful blue light around you. And I heard activate. It's about activating your healing powers. I think you're a healer too. Have you done any hands-on healing work, energy work of sorts?
I do energy work, but I once and all the time that I've been, because I didn't know about myself when I was growing up. I shut off. I didn't even know anybody in the family had any abilities. And once I learned about myself and learned that I was a healer, I've done mostly healing from a distance. But I did once lay hands on someone and. Actually, the young fellow that I just made friends with told me I needed to, you know, work on my healing. Other people have said that recently, too, and I'm on eBay at the moment with a computer on because he was talking about finding some books on Reiki.
Exactly. That's confirmation for you because you are a healer. That's the first thing I see immediately in your energy. It's like it's part of your
yes.
purpose here. It's a heal. I see that, to heal
right.
and console people and comfort people and physically. But they're saying, you know, take care of yourself. I think the main thing is first taking care of yourself because this is like the nervous system for you. So you may be apt to sort of nervous issues, nervous anxiety, things of that nature, physically within the body. I feel like you have to take care of that, you know, so it's about, you know, keeping your body well put together because I feel like you've been struggling there a little bit health-wise, but you're sort of getting back, you know, regenerating
that's
your body.
A lifelong thing.
Yeah, so I'm hearing that that's going to get better, especially going into the new year for you. A lot of healing work. And you're going to be surprised because I see the healing, I see the readings, but I see you doing a lot of healing work on a lot of people and exploring your healing gifts and taking that to a whole nother level. And I also feel Archangel Raphael around you too, trying to assist you and sort of push you in that direction. So that's why you're meeting these other people who are sort of, you know, saying the same exact thing that I'm saying, that you're a healer, or have you thought about healing, or guiding to healing resources. So I would say, you know, go along the ride and, you know, grow as much as you can and learn as much as you can, because I feel like that's where you belong.
And it's interesting you said that too. I believe that. When you said you saw the light blue around her, instantly in my mind, instantly in a flash, I saw Archangel Michael for protection, protecting
right,
her.
He's with me.
Yes, he is.
And
protecting
so
you against
and
all
others.
The outside forces.
Mm. Wow.
Now,
okay.
There's so much I have to do, and besides, because I make jewelry and I write.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
Somebody told me a few months back, they tipped their hat to me as a fellow ascended master and thought I knew, and I was just floored because I always thought, they're all dead.
No, you know what, they're ascended,
all
which
dead.
Means they're coming back in human form when they have to.
Indigo, too.
That's right.
Yeah,
wow.
And that's a suggestion too. You said since you do write and you do, you know, make jewelry, I would definitely say incorporate your healing work and stuff that you're already doing. You know, work
right.
with crystals, if you're working to crystal, you know, healing jewelry.
Yes.
I can see that doing that perfectly fine, working with crystals, creating healing jewelry, incorporating energy work into your creativity.
Right, because my jewelry is always made with, I use you know, stone beads like aquamarine or turquoise, amethyst, all kinds of, and I use either sterling pendants, a lot of pendants sometimes, and they're either sterling silver or they're the Hill Tribe silver from Thailand, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people, and it's a higher content of silver.
Oh.
But a lot of what I like to do is, because I'm very Celtic, is Celtic stuff, and once I made
I
a necklace.
I love Celtic stuff.
That
I love Wiccan shamanism,
yeah.
all of that. I
yes.
love it.
Well, I'm a witch too, but that runs in the family. But mm-hmm. I made a necklace that incorporated not only the it was for a Highland Games, it was the thistle, and on
uh-huh.
either side
oh, yeah.
were two feathers, because the person that had encouraged me to go to the games, which I unfortunately didn't make, said, you know, that it would go well if you could make something that incorporated the Native American with the Celtic.
Mm.
Yes.
And I uh-huh. said, yeah, because my plans are. I want to be able to live in Ireland and Scotland.
That's
oh,
right. That's where
that's
the Celtic stuff
felt.
Is. Cross, collateralize it with things that American Indian stuff. That would be great.
Yes, and the because I feel like from a past life, at least one, I was a druid,
yes.
and I all these things are incorporated into. I want to incorporate them. I want because all my jewelry, like I said, it's real jewelry. It's not. I don't use plastic or glass or anything. And crystals
right.
are real crystals. I don't use Swarovski or anything like that. I'm a purist.
Very
great.
Good. That's excellent.
Yeah.
You've been very helpful. So I think I shall have to find the best books I can find.
Oh, my goodness. Bless your heart.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Okay. Thank you
okay.
for calling.
Blessings
me.
And Happy New Year.
Happy
you too.
New Year.
Thank you so much.
You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, wow. I love her energy. Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Good night, all. How's everybody doing?
We're doing
great.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yeah, so Anthony calling from New York, and the question, I guess, is centering around career outlook for 2013.
Okay. Your energy feels very familiar, so I won't be surprised if I talk to you before, maybe a long time ago, but it feels like I've connected with your energy before, so I'm not going to be surprised if I have. But the first thing that came to me when you said career, I kept getting media, because I have a little bit of a media background. I kept getting something about media with you, something about, it feels like the area of either television, radio, somewhere in that area, possibly even writing. Have you been thinking about doing anything with broadcasting or anything dealing with television, radio, that whole area of media?
Yeah, well definitely writing and like, you know, screenplay and children's books type of writing is what I've been
okay.
doing so far. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I might remember your energy, because it feels like I felt this energy before. It's like deja vu, like, just hit me. I just feel like they're saying continue along the path. It feels like you have a script that's almost done or done now, and maybe you're trying to get it accepted or get it published or get it out on the stage or something, like you're having people review it or you're reviewing it yourself or editing it. But I feel like continue moving forth with it. I feel like there's some editing that need to be done, but I'm hearing that this is something that can and will become a reality. Stay persistent with it. I feel like you're right on the verge of a breakthrough with it. And it feels like stage. It feels like more so like stage. So I won't be surprised if it's something dealing with maybe possibly theater and then possibly something with the screen afterwards, but I feel theater first,
okay,
or stage first, like stage work. And are you right now? Are you networking, or do you have a team that you're working with right now, as far as other writers or other script writers?
You know, because I was doing the scripting and I had put it down, and I was like working on these like children's stories, so that was what I had in the forefront. But you know, there are a couple of scripts that I have that are, you know, pretty much there. I just, you know, sometimes you step away from it just to get some further insight when you go back to the work and you just do some other thing. So that's what I was in the process.
Exactly. Yeah, so pick it back up. I think this is the perfect time where I'm hearing pick it back up, because it feels like you're at the end, you're almost done. Like you said, you have new insight now. So if you took a break, come back to it, and you can finish it. Finish it the way you wanted to finish it when you began it, when you started. And I'm hearing put it out there. Put it forth to as many people as you can. Obviously, make sure your work is copyrighted, which I'm sure you probably do, but make sure it's copyrighted protected. But I feel like it could become a reality. The first thing I see is something with stage or like playwriting, like you said, stage or theater first, and then I see something with the screen, independent, like independent work, definitely. So
okay.
Really strong. So I'm here. Go forth with it.
Okay.
Okay, Anthony, thank you for calling us tonight.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Let's go to our next caller. This is Jackie in North Carolina. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Reggie and Reginald and the hostess and the chat moderator.
Hi.
Hello. I'm seeing too. my uncle's a Southern Baptist minister, and I actually read for him today because I was getting the information, and you know, his eyes got all big. You know, people are so intimidated by that. And I don't know why. I mean, Christ said we can all do it, so we can all do it.
That's right.
That's right.
So I got confirmation on everything that I got, so I was really happy about that because I'm practicing. But I'll have to start healing work soon because in the past year I've started to get some heat in my hands. So I know I've got energy pent up in my body now, so I'll have to go to work. So I'm calling in to get a reading, and I'm so excited about 2013, but I just want a reading on career and travel and romance, I guess.
Woo.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, we can get it on. I'm ready. I'm on the road tonight, so.
You are.
First thing I want to say, before we go to anything else, I just say, there's a woman behind you in spirit. Very strong energy. So it's like mother's energy, grandmother energy. So is your grandmother, your mom's crossed over? Because it feels like grandmother energy.
It's grandmother. I think it's my dad's mom. She seems to come through a lot.
Okay, so it's the opposite side. Okay, because I definitely picked up the grandmother energy. Very strong spirit. Feels like she's very much so guiding, almost like a guardian angel. She stands behind you. A lot of love, just sending a lot of love and support around you. And she's supporting you in your gift. I think she wants to support you in your gift and say, you're in the right direction. Keep going and moving forward. And I feel like she's helping to guide you, to sort of give you some information. And she may come and visit you also in your dream state or send you messages through your dream state as well. So meditation is very important for you and being able to center, calm, and relax your mind and focus. Okay, because I feel like she connects with you, and she's very close in your energy field. Because as soon as you was talking, I just felt the energy right behind you. Okay.
Okay.
I'm also hearing you will travel. You will be traveling. It's interesting because I see the coast. I'm seeing the coast, and I'm seeing water. Okay. So I'm feeling that you will have to travel near or go by the water, and eventually, if you may move, you may be somewhere near. It's interesting because I'm getting more so like the, let's say, East Coast. It feels like almost like Florida, maybe possibly even like, I don't know, so it's like all that kind of like East Coast, you know, so it's like near the water, traveling there. Have you ever been there before?
To Florida? No, not south. I just did a year in Boston on a travel assignment, and I've just come
the
back to North Carolina a few months ago.
Yeah, I see you keep traveling further near the water to the coast, especially the East Coast. Some will be surprised you go back to Boston or other places like that. But I'm hearing that you need to be by the water. You need to travel by the water, and I do see you traveling by the water. Also, for some reason, too, I'm getting something about a cruise. So later in the future, I see a cruise. So have you been on a cruise yet?
You know, I haven't.
Okay.
Not ever.
I will keep your mind open about this because I'm seeing you on a cruise, and this is not in the early, I don't see it near future, it's just like far future. So I'm saying this is probably more so towards the mid of year, maybe later in the year, I see you going to a cruise, it's like you're on a boat, and it's really big, and it's really nice and relaxing. As far as career for you, it's interesting because they're calling you a natural counselor. You are a natural counselor, so you have natural counseling abilities. You're the kind of person that everyone will come to you or close friends come to you for advice or insight because, you, like you said, you're naturally intuitive. You have that ability to connect with the person one-on-one, more so than just on a social level, but on an intuitive level, on a soul level. You have that ability. Also, what I'm hearing is that other people may start coming to you. Spirit may start coming to you. Other spirits may start coming to you. Don't be afraid of it. Because it feels like you're starting to open up that door more and more, but it's a positive door, it's a good door. It feels like spirits that need your help, almost like even crossing over or passing messages to their loved ones. So it is a form of mediumship I see developing with you that you're going to start to grow more into, okay?
Okay.
And are you working for yourself yet?
Not yet. Trying to move into that position, you know, it's manifestation. And you have to be patient. You have to have faith, belief that you deserve, you know, what it is you're asking for, and you have to put forth the action. So I'm trying to, you know, meld all that together to manifest.
Well, you're not trying it. That's what I'm hearing. You're doing it. So keep continuing what you're doing right now because you're heading the right path. You're heading the right direction. You're taking all the right necessary action that you need to do to get to where you want to go. So I'm hearing you will, obviously that's somewhere you want to go, and you will make it there. So don't doubt yourself. Don't second guess yourself because you're already on the path. You're already on the road.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Now about the romance part, you asked about that too.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I do feel
now.
That starting in March, there'll be a person coming because this person is spiritual and strong in mind and body, and also not religious but spiritual. There is a difference because religion can get you into trouble if you're not careful.
You know, religion, I mean, to be religious is just a sequence of habits. You know, you go to church, or you go to temple, you go to this meeting or that meeting or that committee, but spiritual is something that's completely different. So I don't even care about the religious part.
Amen, amen, because that's what he is. I know you said your father, being Baptist and coming from that fundamentalist background, it's kind of hard to be discriminating when people do come, you know. So I'm glad you're open-minded, and this person is coming in March. And to me, it sends you around the spring equinox, which happens around March 15th, March 20th.
Okay.
So that time is perfect for you. So keep those prayers open and the channels open and your faith channels open and receptive. And God is always going to reward us. So you get rewarded with the person who loves you and you love them. There's an equal vibration.
That's right. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Jackie.
Sure. Have a good night. I'm enjoying the show.
Oh,
you too.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Oh. Patricia from Georgia.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
I want to know what's coming up for me in love next year.
What's happening in the love arena for her?
Wow. Well, as soon as she said that, I have very good news for you. Because I really see the whole romantic area for you. It's really lighting up. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of success. I feel like you're on the verge of already meeting someone that's very compatible with you, okay? It feels like going into the new year, it's like you immediately connect with someone. I'm trying to see if I could get a description of this person. The first thing I see is dark features, dark skin. So I do see sort of like dark skin, so a little bit dark brown, okay? Also, kind of stocky, a physically stocky person. Very defined chest, upper body, shoulders. It feels like this person definitely lifts weights or does some kind of, you know, weightlifting kind of work. Very strong in the upper body. He may not be that tall. It feels like he's probably maybe about 5'9", possibly. Yeah, 5'9", possibly. But very hardworking person, very intelligent person, very loving, very caring. He has a very compassionate aspect to him. And just very considerate guy, very good heart, just a really good heart, which is, I think, is someone that you really need. You need someone with a obviously really, really, really good heart that can sort of connect with you. And he has a sensitivity. So he has that masculine energy, but he also has the sensitivity too, which is always great to have. He has that balance. It's like he has the balance. Very grounded person. Very interesting person. So I feel like you're going to come into this person sometime in the beginning of the year, immediately.
Okay.
Wow.
So wow. Listen,
he's going to have those big arms that can just hold you, and you can cuddle. Oh, can you just imagine that?
I can imagine.
Okay, girl.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Have a good 2013.
So do you.
All righty. Deanna from Virginia, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're
wonderful. I don't know if you guys remember me.
I do.
You do?
Yes,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, update.
You called in on Oracle Friday.
Oh,
yep,
is this
in the
Deanna? Where, and you have the kids and your husband?
Yeah.
Where have you been? I thought about you yesterday.
I have been just trying to, I don't know. Look, just trying to just hurry up and just live
life.
Yeah. But we still are in the same predicament as far as living arrangements. So that's why I was calling to see what you guys saw from us with that. I'm moving. You know, when will we move? When will we? I can't even talk. When will we be moving? And my business actually kind of picking up.
Lewis, you want to take it away?
Okay, yeah, let's start with the relationship first. What I'm hearing is they're saying things will remain consistent. So you're not going to see any major ups and downs right now until probably towards the end, literally right here at the end, because we're going into the new year, until probably right in the beginning, literally beginning of January, first 2 weeks of January, it feels like there's a major shift, okay, and things are gets a little bit more better. It feels like, I don't know what's going on with your husband, financial situation or job situation, but I hear improvement. It's like working on that. It's just like it's getting better, okay?
Yeah.
Respect him, so I don't know if he's having difficulties right now in particular with his work, you know, and he feels a little bit stuck. I'm hearing that that's going to get better within the first 3 weeks of January. Also, it feels like I don't know why they keep mentioning schooling with the kids. Has there been something going on with the schooling with the kids lately?
Not really. They have been doing very well, you know.
Okay.
But my son, he got into it at his little after school program with the little kid. But other than that, they're doing kind of good, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing negative. I just picked up that. You want to start thinking about the educational system with the kids. That's what I keep hearing. It feels like something coming up with that within the new year. It feels like the edge is still. I would start, for some reason, Spirit's telling me to tell you very clearly, start looking for schools. Start looking for schools. So I don't know if they're going to be changing schools or something like that, but I'm hearing start to look at education systems because it feels like a shift or a move will be happening right maybe before February, and it feels like a move, the energy of a move. But I'm hearing start to look at education for your kids right now. I feel like that's
I haven't. I mean, I have to take my daughter to school, but it's my son. If wherever we move to, he would have to be transferred to a new school. So that's probably what you're probably picking up.
Yeah, so they're saying start the work now. Don't procrastinate, which you're already doing. So that's good. You're a little bit ahead of the game. So stay there. Also, did you say career?
Yes.
In business? Okay, as far as the career business.
Yes, not for long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What they're telling me is advertisement. They're telling me I feel more exposure. It feels like you get more exposure. And have you dropped employees or employees? I feel like employees, like have some left, because it feels like leaving or letting go of some people. And it feels like new people coming in. It feels like a new staff.
Okay. Well, I let one girl go. She was a cuckoo bird. but I let her. She left. And I have two people there and an assistant that helps. You know,
okay.
But I'm looking for two more people to come in, or if
because I got the energy of people leaving and great new people coming in. It's sort of like good she left because, like you just said, you know, negative energy. You know, you don't want to bring drama. Obviously, it's your business. You want it to be a place that's open.
Yeah.
There's some positive energy to attract customers. So that's good that she left because now I see that it opens the door for new and better energy to come in. And you will get too young. I'm getting young women that are very intelligent, very gifted, and artistic, and it's going to add a lot to your salon. Very good people, very good background, and a lot of potential, and I feel like they're going to grow with you and your business and help to bring a really nice clientele base, okay? And it feels like reconstruction of my business. So have you done any new reconstructions? Because it's still like renewal, reconstructions, updates on the property of your business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We just did it. I just actually bought a new water heater so we can do more work. You know, the water gets cold at the salon, and it's be a whole lot of mess. So, yeah, I did. And I rewired the wires and stuff. But I'm looking, I'm trying to renovate, trying to make it look complete.
Well, it's looking good. It's looking great. Progression is definitely in motion. So it just looks like it gets better.
Okay, so when did you see us actually moving to our own place?
I keep getting, it's just like beginning of February, end of January. It's just like you either find a place. I'm not sure if you actually move around at that or you find a place, but I feel like something is in motion, whether it's actually finding the place or actually getting ready to start the move. So like something is in motion with the movement.
Okay, and you feel like it's a good place, nice.
Yeah, it feels like the best part, it has rooms for the kids. So I don't know how large of a place you're looking for, but it feels like the kids have their own room, actually, and it's really nice.
Okay, that sounds great. But financially, you feel like that business is going to pick up at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, it's definitely going to pick up in the beginning of the year because you're making all the improvements now, so you're going to start to see the results
in
the beginning.
Okay. Deanna.
And we're actually trying to have a reception. My son's like, y'all not married. It's not real because I guess we didn't have a ceremony. So we're trying to have a ceremony in August. Do you feel like that's going to happen? I know you got other callers.
That's happening. Just what you need to do, take the necessary preparation. I mean, all so well.
I'm sorry, I can't hear him. Hello.
Hi. Reginald, we can't hear you. You're cutting off. Deanna, we're going to go to a break right now, and we'll come back to you. Just hold on, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we're back. We're back. Oh, my goodness. It is, we've got a full house tonight. We're trying to move these along as quickly as possible. Then we'll go on to our next caller. We lost Deanna, so we'll go on to our next caller. Michelle from New Jersey, how are you this evening?
Hey, Cynthia, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, baby. You have a question for our two Reggies? Or our
yes, for Reggie Senior and Reggie Junior, yes. Reggie, what's this deal with this owl angel I keep seeing in my mirror?
It's a sign of wisdom and a sign of deep, deep magical workings. The whole universe is magic. It's a sign of bringing you more energy, more intuitive insight. So when you pray, you know that they're answered because you live in the wise energy and the infinite mind of God. So that's why you're seeing that.
Okay.
Okay.
I agree.
All right.
You agree, Reginald?
I totally agree. Totally agree.
What a blessing, Michelle.
Yes. Because I saw, was it yesterday and today?
Mm.
2 days, and I just was wondering what it was. And I'm going to ask the same question everybody else is asking tonight. Either one of you, money. I know I asked this last night, but I know we just touched on it briefly. I was wondering if you guys could give me a little bit more details of more
about
money coming in.
Money.
Money.
Money, money, money.
Yes.
Reginald Lewis.
Okay, as far as money goes, it's interesting because she mentioned the money. I saw the relationship, too. So I actually saw the relationship come in with the money, interesting enough. So I'm going to talk about both.
Oh, great, because that's my next question.
But, you know, as soon as you see your financial situation, what I'm hearing is about the home base, the home base, the home base. So it's interesting because I feel like a lot of finances is going towards the home base right now. So I don't know if you're, I don't know if it's rent, if you haven't had issues with rent, or you're making a transition with that. But they keep talking about something about the rent, or you know the payments, or something like that. And I'm hearing that's going to get
probably a lot of living expenses.
Okay, yeah, because it feels like a
bills,
lot of home base. Stuff with the bills when it comes to that. That's the first thing I got. So what I heard is about, it's all about for you, it's all about budgeting, it's all about balancing, it's about eliminating things that you don't need, and you know, the things that you do need. Obviously you need water, you need electricity, you need, you know, to eat and wash up and things like that. So you pay those things, but it's also, they're telling me it's all about being, it's interesting, I don't know why they're saying this, but they're saying energy efficient. So I don't know if you leave things on a lot or leave lights and stuff on or things like that, but they're saying be energy efficient. It's sort of like you can save money. They're saying there are ways you can save money. So start to think about ways you can save money, especially when it comes to home expenses and bills and, you know, electricity and stuff like that. Because it feels like it's kind of high. I don't know why I keep that feeling. So
I don't know. I'm freezing, though. I don't know about high. I wish I was hot.
I don't say high, not hot.
Oh.
But it feels like, expenses is high. So, you know, it's like, it's sort of like something, get that checked out. So I don't know if, you know, I feel like that's going to come up. You may, that's going to resolve itself. But I'm hearing, you know, make sure you do a lot of balancing. I think that's the main thing with you is balancing a lot of the bills and things that you have, you know, and not adding unnecessary, you know, expenses that you don't need. That's what I'm hearing as well, but budgeting and balancing for you. And I was also hearing a step up in your job. Or your career or your work, they're saying that you're going to be step up. So I see an increase in your finances in the next two months.
Okay, that'd be good because I've been waiting on that.
Okay.
Can I,
you know what, Michelle? We have so many people lined up, and I hate to cut you short here, but
it's fine. Don't worry.
All right, precious. Thank you. Bye bye. Yeah, I just want to let everybody know we have so many people, and a lot of people have been waiting close to an hour now, so we want to move as quickly as we can through these calls. Carlos. Cynthia? Yes.
Really quick, I want to say there was one last thing. I feel like the ex may come back too. So I forgot to mention the relationship thing. So
oh.
I want to tell her if she still lives. X will come back. I just heard that, so I'll let that
alrighty.
Go.
All righty. Okay. Carlos from California.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. You have a question for Reginald?
Sure. I would love it if you could see what's coming up for me relationship-wise or career-wise, 2013.
Okay, career-wise or relationship. Okay, let's go to relationship first. The first thing I'm hearing is, it's interesting because the first thing when I see your energy is like, they're like shy. It feels like a little bit of a shy energy. Some of you kind of get nervous when it comes to relationships or when it comes to that kind of thing. But I'm hearing ground yourself. They're saying ground yourself more. And I feel like there's an opportunity to meet quite a few people and sort of see your options. I feel like women coming towards you. Especially within, it feels like more so closer to March, January, February, March, April, March, April time. It feels like education, schooling. Are you in school?
No, I'm not at the moment.
Okay, so you're not around any kind of education setting or educational institution or anything like that?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. Well, I'm picking up that these ladies, two of them in particular, I get three. I'm getting three women. But I feel like two of them are going to be within that system. It feels like education, pursuing their degree. Even one seems like they're pursuing like a master's degree or something. So very, very smart. Be like very smart women. It feels like one even go for like their master's degree, one maybe going for the bachelor's degree, and the other one is kind of not as clear and kind of younger energy. It feels like younger energy, younger than you. But I'm hearing be open. I feel like nothing's going to come immediately for you. And have you broken up with someone within, like, want to say the past, like the beginning of the year or so? Were you with someone earlier within the year?
It's been a while, actually.
It's been a while?
Yeah.
Was you getting close to someone and it kind of just fell off? Was there someone that you liked? Because I feel that energy of, like, being close to someone, but it sort of just fell off, like the energy sort of dissipating and sort of letting it go.
Right.
Yeah. I was just picking that up. I just wanted to confirm that with you because I picked it up. Okay. But it really don't matter because I don't think anything's going to come from that, but I just had to mention it. But I'm hearing just be open. I feel like these women will come to you. It feels like ground yourself. They're saying lighten up a little bit. Are you kind of nervous? Would you consider yourself kind of like a little bit shy at all?
No, not at all.
Because okay. it feels like when you first meet this woman, I don't know, it might be feeling, I want to say it's not intimidation, but it may just be the feeling of like something new. It's like you're meeting women that are in a whole new field of something that you may not have experienced before. You know what I mean? So it's like, don't expect the usual of what you've experienced in the past. It's like expect a whole new spectrum. So I'm hearing. Okay, be very open-minded. And as far as work goes, too, they're saying be careful between work and relationship because I feel like there will be someone in your work that you may have a liking towards, but I feel like it may not quite – it's not going to quite work, you know, but it feels like someone that you may even try to draw close to or may draw close to you through work, like a work connection as well. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know if Dr. Reggie had something to add to that. Or...
Well, I didn't. I just felt the same thing. Basically, I felt the energy. And when you said education, I think that both of these girls who are coming forth, and he'll make a choice with the first two, which one he really wants to deal with. And the nervousness you feel or the uncertainty deals with the intimidation that they have all these degrees. Oh, my God. Can I handle this? But you're not going to be intimidated. You'll be right there with them, and they're going to make you feel very comfortable. So it's going to be a great relationship, and I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Carlos.
Really...
Anything else you wanted to say, Reginald, before I...
You have some really good options, I mean, so look forward to it.
Definitely. Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful new year. Thank you for calling.
Take
okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Miss Judy from Atlanta?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Miss Judy, how are you?
Just wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Happy New Year. You have a question for Reginald or Dr. Reggie?
Yes, I do. I've been dealing with a situation regarding my uncle for about 10 years now, and it's kind of coming down to the handwriting expert. And first you were saying something favorable. Now the attorney is saying kind of like in between. But seeing like 2010 is going to be the year this gets resolved. I just want to know, I feel like the attorney is kind of shaky, the one that I hired. So it's legal. Do you think I'm going to have a favorable outcome?
You want to go first, Dr. Reggie, or?
No, I thought maybe you got an impulse.
Matter.
I didn't know if you had an impulse first or what, because she wasn't really making it clear which one of us she wanted to start it. So you can if you want to go ahead if you got impulse. I felt that 2013, she said 2010, but 2013 is going to be the year for things are going to take place. They are winding down, and as she said, the handwriting is on the wall, and it's coming to a close. And they want to get all these things closed out with the uncle's possessions and money and estate, all those things cleared out before January because it starts a brand new fiscal year, and they're trying to get all this stuff out the way. That's what they're doing. I do believe with the second question about the favorable outcome, it will be favorable on your side.
Okay.
So you can relax. So don't doubt anything. Just be grateful that it's all coming to a peaceful and logical conclusion because handwriting analysis experts have been called, and they'll be great witnesses, and they're going to handle a handwriting expert witness. So it is going to come out in your favor, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and the other thing I'm hearing, too, is that your prayers are definitely being heard, and they're being answered. Have you been praying a lot very strongly lately? But I feel Archangel Michael is, like, right there behind you, and it's like your prayers is like they're saying your prayers are being heard, and they're being answered right now. They're not going to be answered later. But I'm hearing the answers to your prayer are coming to you right now at this moment.
Amen.
So listen, open to receive.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, Judy. It's good to hear your voice. I can't wait to see you, though.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Take care.
Happy New Year. Okay. Say your name. Lalita Nice.
Yeah, my name's Betty, and I'm calling from
Betty.
Spain.
She's calling from Spain. Hi, Betty. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. You have a question.
Yeah, I have a couple, but they're kind of interlinked. The first one is about my health. I've had some health problems for a few years, stomach problems, and I just don't feel like I'm getting to the bottom of it, and I've tried everything, and I'm just wondering if that's going to pick up, or if I'm, you know, because I've reduced my diet down so much that, you know, sometimes I just think, is this ever going to end, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, did you guys hear?
I think some of the house problems may deal with not just the expense, but dealing with the energy of the house. Angels, like Reginald said with Reginald Lewis, talking about the wonderful things about Archangel Michael standing behind you. I do feel that. Protecting you and guarding you against a house that may not be the perfect place for you. And sometimes when people live in a house or they're there for a long time and they have intense violent arguments and rumblings going on, the house still has residual energy, and sometimes it's warning you to either leave or downsize or get out or clear everything in the house on the premises and release the negative energy and then go forward, and it will get better.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you
immediate? Or were you going to say something?
Well, I've just moved house, and this is a problem that comes from a long time back, so I don't think that could definitely be aggravating it, but I'm not sure if that could be the solution in itself.
One thing I want to say that I'm hearing very clearly from my guides for you is that your direction is led by your emotional and mental state. I feel like right now in emotional state, obviously you're in a very gray area right now. You know, you feel like you're on the, it feels like depression, minor depression. You feel like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can feel that. It's that minor depression. So the energy that you're feeling around you is a product of your thinking and your feeling. What I'm hearing is that you have to sort of stop. It's like you're looking at the worst. You know, you're looking at the worst and you're like, okay, what's the next thing? It's like you're expecting what's the next worst thing that can happen? You know, and I'm saying, you know, you have to sort of change that mindset. What's the next worst thing that's going to happen? Say, what's the next good thing that's going to happen? You know, look forward towards the positive that's going to happen, because despite you're in this situation right now, I'm only hearing it's a temporary situation. So right now you may feel like you're down at the bottom and nothing's
right.
going to get better and you're sort of stuck in the pit. You know,
yeah.
that's the feeling I get. You know, all this grayness and blackness around you and no light. But I'm hearing the light is right above you. And it looks like angels are showing like a ladder coming down. Like you said, you're in this pit, and at the top there's a light and a tunnel, and it's like a ladder comes down for you to climb, to start climbing it and getting up there, and so you can come to the surface and, you know, step out of that hole, you know, because you're not stuck in a situation. They're saying you're in control. You're not in a situation that you have no choice or you have no control. You do have a choice, and you do have control. Gain back your power. You know, don't allow yourself to become a – that's the mindset you have. You're allowing yourself to become a victim. Don't become a victim. Become a victor.
Ooh, I love that.
Can I just ask another really quick question?
Yes.
Do the Regis see a change in career for me this year?
Okay. Immediately, as you said that, I don't know why I heard a break. So I don't know if you're going to go on vacation or if you're going to stop in between, if you're going to be able to. But it feels like you're kind of working less, but you're still getting benefits or something like that, you know, where you're still able to take care of yourself financially. And it's like you're slowly making a transition into something new.
Mm.
Into the you, yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm transitioning and I'm actually getting rid of some of the work I've got now to open space for the new to come in. But obviously, that's a really brave thing to do without knowing that the news is going to come in. You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, but you know what? The universe is not like a void. So you're clearing to make way. That's the best thing that you can do. And you're expecting new business to come in. So you're moving in the right direction. You're doing the right thing.
I just wondered if I'm, like, really overly confident on that.
No, that means you have a lot of faith, and that's a good thing. So maintain that confidence, as Reginald said earlier. Maintain the positive outlook, because we all are in the mind of the universe, the mind of God, the mind of Goddess, and we can do anything. So believe in yourself and trust. That's the main key, trust.
Yeah. Really, really quick question. With something like a mild depression, if, you know, I find that I can't get my way out of it, Is it something that my angels or my guides would say, well, you know, maybe try to...
Well, yes, they will, because number one, the best
fastest
way to get out is meditation.
Because no, I thought she said medication.
Honey. I did.
Meditation and prayer.
No, she's asking medication. Aren't you saying, like, taking medicine?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
That's a horrible thing to take when you're dealing with depression, because some of those medicines have a horrible after effect.
Yeah.
And you don't want to suffer the after effect. You know, Zoloft, all these other crazy anxiety, psychotropic medications are not always good.
But if you're, we're not doctors, and so.
We're not. But if you really want to go to a doctor and find out, that's a good thing to do.
Yeah, no, I understand that now. No, I'm sure I'll sort myself out. So listen, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
No problem.
Cheers.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, that was a beautiful call. Going to Hugh in Virginia. How are you tonight, Hugh?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for taking my call, and a happy upcoming new year. I agree with the 2013 predictions, and I guess I might be considered sort of a light worker, but I'm bringing in a whole new paradigm and looking to empower women and the indigenous peoples. I don't know if you're familiar with the movement in Canada, and it's going viral around the world very quickly. And intertwined with that, I believe I encountered a twin flame, but a dark twin flame who's a runner now. And I'm just wondering what you pick up on her, because she was threatening and untruthful, but I'm curious how the incoming energies will affect that, because I think we're telepathically connected, and I send light and love to her constantly.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing. Now, which indigenous people are you helping? The Native Americans or the...
The Americans, but I'm going to be going, helping any of the indigenous peoples globally, and also women will be coming more into the forefront. It's all about becoming more spiritual and bringing truth and transparency into
the... Well, that's what the ascension is all about, and that's what we're dealing with now, going into the fifth dimension, growing into that energy, and it's a good thing you said that. And I love the way you started the statement that you're a light worker, because in the ascension, light workers come from different galactic places in the universe. Orion, Sirius, the Pleiadian galaxy, Arcturian, all kind of places that we come from in the galaxy, and come to Earth to help people and keep reincarnating to bring love and light and peace. You are very divine energy yourself. You have a lot of energy of quantum healing in your body to heal. And the reason you just selected women are because without women, we don't survive as a planet. We got to have women to give birth. And they are subjected to a lot of discrimination because they are women and have been discriminated against educationally and otherwise. So you're helping people to raise the vibration and improve the quality of life on the planet, starting with women, our sisters, our moms, and people who want to help bring out life and continue it on the planet. So good for you. But I also feel there's other things happening too. Are you writing a book, or have you written a book or books?
I'm actually working on a paradigm of bringing spirituality into global economics and combining
right.
it with unconditional love. I have to concentrate on that, but I'm open to co-authoring and collaborating on
this. That's very good. That's very good. Because you may be just a person that I may need for helping with a book called The Transdimensional Mind.
Please, if you can get my phone number from the host, because I don't use email, I would
right.
love to speak with you about that. And I know you have other callers, but just quickly on this other woman, because I think we have a...
Even though she's a twin flame, I believe she is, and you are telepathically connected,
right.
like you said.
Yeah.
But I also feel like when you say the dark energy, are you talking about her persona as a person, or the energy that she's transmitting as spiritual energy?
It's both. She had traumatic sexual abuse by an older brother as a child, so she never got over that.
Oh, my God.
She's also a false teacher, and she can't handle the truth, and that's what I'm all about. And that's why I keep sending her the light and love, because I've tried pulling away from her, but I know I have to be there for her just to let
to
her know.
To help her heal and elevate. There's a telepathic link for sure, and there could be a past life link.
Yes, that's...
Yeah,
I
agree.
Yeah. Right.
I picked the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I picked up a very strong karmic contract between the both of you. So that's
okay.
That's why I think this is all about, a karmic contract between the both of you.
Oh,
so
we'll
I'm hearing, learn a lesson from the situation.
Move on, but thank you so much. I have felt that. That's a wonderful confirmation. And the bottom line in everything is love people. Start loving yourself and let that emanate out into the world. Then we'll have...
Amen.
A right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, Hugh.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Okay, we're going to Aisha in Los Angeles. Hi, Aisha.
Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Dr. Reggie and Reginald. How's everybody doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Great.
That's good. Well, I have maybe two questions, and I'll make them quick because I know people are waiting. And if I could get Dr. Reggie, that would be great, about my job. They told me that it was closing down and that I should look for another one. Are they lying?
I don't feel that they are. I feel that there may be some changes, great changes. And because it's all fiscal related, financially related, and at least no matter what, I would still keep myself in backup mode by going to it and looking for other work. So when they do close, it won't be a shock. They gave you a warning. They gave you a warning.
Okay.
So even though if there's untruth about it, and I don't feel there is, I think that you'll be protected and provided for it no matter what by looking for something else right now.
Okay, I'm going to start looking for something else. My path for work is spiritually. Where do you see me? Where do I see me at working? Or is the best place for me to work in the best area? Like, is it spiritual? Is it working with animals?
Well, it depends on what your joy is. What brings you joy? And you mentioned two things, So the spiritual arena is very good and very powerful. And working with animals is also spiritual because they talk to us all the time. And when you connect with nature, you connect with life. We are a part of the animal kingdom, the highest form of animal kingdom, thinking and logic and reason and those kind of things, and that's good. But also, if you want to work in the area, to answer the question where, it depends on where your heart is.
It's actually with both of those things.
If you want to do that, I would find a place that's powerful. Not like, oh, let's go to the zoo. No. A place that's a shelter or relief place where animals have been abused or abandoned, and domestic animals, and talking to them and finding which one resonates to you and comes to you. Like one of the callers, Michelle, she has a cat called Fanta, who I love, and then she just got another cat, you know, that calls to him. That's how she got them. They called to her, and they came to her. I choose you is what the animal is saying. So you'll be in that field. Look for animal shelters first and find out how you can best serve them because they serve us all the time.
Great. That's exactly what I'm going to look for. And if you have time, one more question. Romantic life for me, is there? If there's not, I'm not going to have my feelings hurt at all. But is there someone for me like you and Cynthia on the soulmate level?
You know what I see, and it's so funny you said that. I saw two beating hearts, Valentine's, and brilliant, illuminating, bright light energy, and the angel called Chamuel, which means he or she who sees God, and that's what the heart is. The heart chakra is the most powerful one, connecting our heartbeat to that of the universe. So I do believe right before Valentine's Day, that we declare Valentine's Day, right before or the day after, that's when this person shows up.
Oh, great, great. Well, thank you very much, and you guys have a wonderful and blessed new year.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Aisha.
Linda from Ohio, how are you tonight?
I am fine. And yourself?
Doing pretty good. What's going on?
Okay, first let me holler to the both Reggies. Hello, how are you?
Fine, great. How are you?
Three of you. I'm fine. Now, this coming in 2013, give me an insight to what's going on.
The first thing I saw was you smoking cigarettes. Do you do that now?
Yes, I do.
And you got to stop it. And you've been told that before, and I feel it very strongly.
Uh-huh.
So please get a chance to slow your roll with the cigarettes.
Okay.
Okay. I don't mind the occasional drinking. Don't get too out of control with life.
I don't believe that at all.
Okay, so very good. But other than that, I do see good things happening. I see good things happening for you in terms of everything. Now, what about love life? I think some men are very intimidated by you for some reason. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, me neither. No, I really, my love is for God right now. You know, I'm kind of backing off of that. I have for some years because
mm-hmm.
I'm more centered into my spirituality aspect of my life.
And that's important. That's the most important part.
And what I'm interested in is making a move. Will I make this move?
My spirit says yes, you will. And it will happen soon. And powerfully, it happens in March or April.
Okay, for me, I'm saying physically move.
That's what I'm saying, too.
I'm going to be moved. Physically.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm looking forward to be relocated.
Yes, before the summer, it's going to happen.
I hope before June.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, before the summer.
Okay. Reginald, what do you see?
No, I definitely see movement for you. I see change, a lot of transition, like Dr. Reggie said earlier. In all areas, it seems like a 360. You know, it's like a 360 change. It feels like a whole new world. It feels like you're kind of able to, it feels like exploring areas that you have not been able to explore, that you haven't been wanting to explore because you have the spirit of an explorer. You have the spirit of a trailblazer. You're like a trailblazer. And so you've been feeling kind of stuck, but I'm hearing you're not going to be stuck for too long. You know, it's just think about temporary, like you're driving your car and you just got caught, you know, for a few seconds, but it's like now you're getting back on the road, you're getting back on track, and I'm hearing all will be well. And it feels like there's a lot of angelic support around you.
a lot of upliftment and a lot of healing happening within the body, also within your life, situations around you. So I'm just hearing transformation. That's the
good
key for you going to 2013, transformation.
Oh, okay, Reverend Randy, let's
yes
go back to this man standing in the road down there. Love life. What's happening?
Okay, for love life in terms of everything, I feel it's going to be great for you. But the thing is, it takes a lot of patience and encouragement. Don't sum him up when you meet him. Okay, you're not the one next, like it's a bus ride. And do that. Look at the person and try to see them for who they are. A lot of men come from traumatic experiences and dark energy. Like the last caller we had, it was a woman who came from it. But then some men come from, too, where you get abused, they don't want to admit of their closeted activities and all kinds of stuff. We have to help people out of that situation and love them for who they are. There's a beautiful man coming, not until April, though, because this man is as fresh as springtime and wonderful. An older gentleman, but very sweet, very good looking, and very nice.
Well, anyhow, you guys, I'm going to make this real short because I know you do, and I have been waiting a long time. Your uncle wants to talk to you.
Really, my uncle?
Trying to get in.
Yeah, he died last year.
No, okay. Oh, no, not your uncle. The other Reggie, I'm sorry.
Reggie Lewis?
You have my uncle on the line?
Your uncle, yes, he is.
Hello?
Yeah,
I have family
not
here.
See if I can get him in.
Oh, Lord. What is this? Family connection here.
Uh-oh. I don't think I lost him. He's trying to get in on you.
Well, hopefully you can catch him a little bit later.
So, okay, then thank you all, and God bless you. And may you have a prosperous and healthy and long life.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're thank welcome. You. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Yeah, that's a very special woman right there.
I know. That's your grandmother, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my grandmother.
She's so sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah,
I can't. Hello? Hello? Who is it? Tina. Tina.
Oh, my goodness.
Tina.
Hey, Maria.
Tina, you there?
Oh, here, yeah, this is one. Here, I can get this.
Oh, my God.
I found it.
Hello. We'll have to come back to Tina.
Where did you call? It's Twilight Zone. What happened?
I don't know. I didn't call. I hit a button.
God, that was crazy.
Amy from Florida. This is for Dr. Reggie. Hey, Amy, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Amy, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually traveling right now from my sister's in Destin down to Clearwater, Florida right now. So I'm on my cell phone and just been spending this time listening in.
I know you've been holding on for a while, I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, bless your heart. What's your question?
It's okay. I'm just wondering a couple things.
Does she have a lot of
what? I can't hear anything. What happened?
Lisa, are you there?
Oh, my
Hello?
God. Wild.
What you dropped?
Tina?
Yes, hi, how are you? Trinidad. Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, Tina, from New Jersey. You have a question for Reginald Lewis?
Yes, thank you for having your show today.
Okay.
Thank you.
I would like to know, what do you guys see for with this upcoming year, anything that I need to know spiritually and for my love life?
Well, the first thing I get for you is, I got relationship and I heard the balance there. You're currently already in a relationship.
Oh, kind of.
Kind of. Okay. I would take that sort of as a yes, but maybe you need some improvements or work or something like that.
Okay.
Can you hear me? So you are currently, but there is someone there presently that you're sort of seeing to a certain extent.
Okay.
A counterpart. Am I correct? Yes or no?
Yes, there's somebody I'm thinking about.
Okay, so there's someone you're thinking about. Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is I see this person. I'm hearing balance. I'm hearing you sort of union. So you two connecting. It feels like waiting to connect. So I feel the energy where it's distance now, but it's like you're waiting for it to happen, waiting for it to manifest. I'm hearing that it will manifest. It will happen. But be patient. I think that's the biggest thing with you in this relationship, or with you and this other person that you may be interested in, is patience, okay? That's what I'm hearing, because it feels like this has been going on for a while, for a few months or so.
Yes, it has, but did you get that from Braylon or Lewis?
Okay, Braylon. 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 Is that the one you're more interested in?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's the energy I feel is for you. It's more so for you. It's more compatible. Very strong, very intelligent young man. But feels like he's working through some things. So let him take time to work through those things and clear things from his past so he can be more in the present and he can sort of connect with you more. Because I feel like there's just interferences right now, if you understand what I'm saying.
Well, what does the guy Lewis want? He's been coming back. That's why I thought that I wasn't sure if you were talking to him. Is he sincere or what does he want?
He doesn't feel it's quite as compatible. It feels like more like a pushy energy, you know, like an invasive energy a little bit. So, you know, it feels like he's just not as compatible as Brandon is to you, that the energy of Brandon. You know, it feels like Brandon's more so your pace, more so your energy, more so of a match for you than him in particular.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right, Tina, Happy New Year.
Okay, there's nothing else that you get, Dr. Reggie, that I should do spiritually, because I'm getting ready to fast and pray, so I just wanted to have a focus for the new year.
Good focus energy in terms of relationships. One thing I always do, and I tell my clients, is to find a brand new, unused pink candle. Pink represents the energy of healing and love for the solar plexus and the heart. And what you want to do is take a little bit of olive oil, like one drop, only one drop, and saturate that whole candle, including the wick, with that. Sprinkle a little cinnamon at the bottom, because cinnamon represents the herb kingdom as the fire of God. You bring that in for your heart energy. Think about the person and how loving this person was in the past, and you're drawing them to you. When you burn the candle flame, I light this candle for this person in their name and their energy, and bring love and peace and harmony with the energy, and do that. That will set you straight spiritually with the love life.
Oh, okay, great. Now, with the Lewis, is he coming to be friendly or does he want more? Has he matured?
Lewis is not going to be available, period, end of story. He's acting like he is, but he's not. Like Reginald Lewis said, that's just a camouflage. It's to get what he wants from you. It's never anything authentic. So release him. In love, just release him.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Tina. All right. Have a happy new year, Tina. And thank you so much.
Thank you
for calling.
Oh, can my son pray for you guys?
Huh?
I said, can my son pray for you guys? Because you're getting out so much energy. Can they restore you?
Yes, please.
Naja, please pray for Dr. Reggie and Reginald Lewis.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, please let Dr. Reggie and Reginald Lewis, Jesus, please allow for them to be okay. Please bless their families. Please bless all of their lives, Jesus. Please allow for them to not see danger, seen and unseen, Jesus. Let them live until 120 years old, and I dispatch Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel, and Michael, and Jesus, and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Amen. Appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. How precious is that? We love you, Tina. Take care, baby.
Sorry.
God bless.
Oh, I
love the
that.
Angels he and called in.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go back and try Lisa again. Lisa, are you there?
Right.
Lisa.
These people are in cyberspace. I don't know where they are.
Hey, girl. I've been waiting all this time.
Hello?
And we're here. Yes.
Hello?
Lisa, you here?
Yes.
Okay, come on. What's going on?
Ask your question because time is running out.
Oh, absolutely. I want to know what you see coming up for my love life.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. One thing I saw instantly, for some strange reason, I don't know what this is about, but I saw a big, huge tree which is odd. And you standing by this tree as a symbol. I guess it means a symbol of things that are bursting forth and coming forth. But also feel like whoever this was with you, there was someone in your past who was with you, and you had to let go. Had to let go because it was very ugly in terms of words or actions. And now you're ready for a new thing, but you got to release them out of your life completely in love, not in anger or resentment. If you do, you'll start attracting the same person in another person. So release it in love and say, it was a great learning experience. I met the challenge. I'm over him. Now I'm ready and receptive and open to a brand new energy standing in my path that the universe has for me. And that will happen. And it doesn't happen until March or April, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like, just like Dr. Reggie said, I picked up a past energy too, and it felt like holding on to that past energy. It feels like you're still healing from that. You're still healing from the past. It's like allow yourself to heal a little bit more, become a little bit more strong, gather your energy more so that you'll be ready for the new opportunity that's ahead of you and the new relationship and the new start. But I still see more healing, allowing more healing for yourself emotionally. It feels like emotionally, deep down, you know, and allow yourself to completely release this person going into the new year. Out with
Amen.
The new, in with the new.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. God bless.
All righty.
But you don't think the guy I just broke up with is coming back then?
Truthfully, I'm hearing a direct no. It just feels like it's not healthy. Just no.
Right.
It feels like release and let go. Don't hold on to it. Because you're going to get, we don't want you to disappoint yourself or feel
disappointment. Ask yourself, why did he leave in the first place? It's a pattern. Why is he out of your life? And when you answer that question, just say, you know what? I lovingly move on. I accept him for where he is and respect him for where he is. But I don't want that in my life right now. I want a wonderful experience from a wonderful man that I can learn to appreciate that walks the same path with me. Thank you, God. End of story. Amen.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
I think we may have lost her.
I heard her say okay.
Oh, you did? Because I can't hear anything. All righty. I lost my place. I don't know where I am. Lee from Connecticut?
Oh, Woody.
Woody, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay, you have a quick question?
Yeah, two questions. I was like, about love life and my career pursuing music. I was supposed to be having a meeting with this guy named Banger. He's supposed to be a managing those people. I was wondering if you see that really happening. He's going to help us to go forward.
Okay, Woody, I remember your energy. I definitely remember your energy from the last time we talked. Let's go towards career first. Career, I'm hearing yes, opportunity. Opportunity is right in front of you. Just move forward with it. I know you're waiting, like you just said. I feel like you will get a response. Interesting enough, I feel like in the next 2.5 weeks, something will happen with that. Something will happen. I'm hearing 2.5 weeks within that. Something will move forward with that. It also feels like music, continuing with the music. I know you have a very strong gift in the bullying music and writing. It feels like collaboration, a lot of collaboration work. They're saying allow yourself to join these collaborations and be open to working with other people because I feel like it's going to take a lot of teamwork. So you're not just going to be doing these things by yourself. It's like it's projects where people want to help you, and it feels like the right resources, the right people to help you and assist you to sort of, it feels like other music writers or other writers. And your work is still pure. It's still the same way you want it to be, but it's just sort of adding other people's music as well or adding other people's talents with yours. So be open to collaboration work, okay?
Okay.
And in terms of love life, I do feel that it's coming, but don't be too judgmental of people that you meet. Learn to be open to who they are as a sacred energy that God created and see them at the same level in the same place where you are and love them for who they are, okay?
Okay.
And when you change that energy, it's going to bring a manifested person very quickly. So it's going to be happening for you very soon.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
God bless.
Are you there, Cynthia?
I'm sorry. We're going to go to our next caller. Sarah Late out of Atlanta.
Hello.
Hey, how are
you? Thank
you
so much for taking my call.
No problem. You have a question?
Yes. I wanted to check in with my angels and guys to see what they have for me for 2013 and beyond.
Wow.
And beyond, Dr.
Ananda. Does he do astrology readings?
Do I do astrology?
Oh, any astrology readings?
No.
Okay. I saw a big thing in front of you where there's Pisces, Scorpio, Gemini, all these different things, and giving readings that way. But if you don't do it, it's okay. Maybe you should segue into that at some point. You have a lot of guides and angels around you who guide you a lot. I do feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel the energy of Michael and Uriel, and for some reason, Zadkiel, the angel, that deals with the color purple and on that ray. Very powerful energy. What is it?
Yeah, I think I usually call on the violet flame.
Yes.
Mm.
I see that a lot, the color purple. And it's very powerful. But also there's some gold energy in it. And also the work with you is going to be very powerful in terms of healing. And that's going to be very good for healing. Everybody's healing right now, and that's a good thing. And dealing with products, too. I don't know what kind of products they are, but I see products and I also see healing. A good thing for you. And healing people in terms of not just healing their illnesses, but healing relationships. So it's a very good thing that you're going to be doing. That's what your guides are telling me, and that's what I'm hearing from my guides. So it's going to be a very powerful link that you help people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting enough, it's interesting you guys are talking about the purple, that I was mentioning purple energy and the angels, because I saw gold around him. I did see the gold too. And interesting enough, the first thing I got alchemy. I got the energy of alchemy and of attracting abundance in your life. Everything that you're doing is like it's alchemy. It's a transmutation from lower energies into higher energies. And it feels like you're very good at that. You're very good at transmuting energy. So continue doing that. You're definitely energy worker, a transformer of energy. So they're saying keep practicing that. You do have a lot of higher guides around you, ascended masters and things of that nature. I'm hearing that work with you and your healing. You do a lot of distant healing. So it's like sending healing energy at a distance. And also I'm hearing you will travel or you will go distance or far away. I don't know if this is like towards the end of 2013, but I'm hearing traveling far away. This is like a long distance trip.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay, thank you so much for the messages.
Okay.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, there's something that I just feel compelled to say right now, and that is we have a lot of light workers on the line tonight. And if you have an interest in being on the show, please send an email to me or to Gloria Wells, and you can reach us at cynthia.johnson@circlesofprosperity.org or gloria.wells@circlesofprosperity.org. Just reach out to us, and we'd love to have you on the show, especially all of these healers. There's a reason that all of these healers are on the planet at this time, because we need healing. And so we want to be a platform for you to do some of this work that you're here to do. If we can help you in any way to get your message out and to get, you know, let people be exposed to your gift, we would love to help you. So please reach out to us. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller. And gentlemen, we have 10 minutes. So they're going to have to talk fast. Let me see if I can see where I was on the list.
Well, we are.
Yes, Rosemaria.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful, baby. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's going on?
What's coming up new or 2013 for me?
Okay.
Job-wise or relationship-wise or anything coming my way?
Tell us something good, guys.
I saw a financial break, a financial breakthrough for sure.
What
more money.
You? More money. What about you, Reginald?
I got she's a healer. She's a caretaker. I don't know if she does any kind of caretaking work for some reason or anything within the healing field. And also got purify your body. I feel a lot of physical transformation is happening with you going into the new year. It's like losing weight. It feels like healthy lifestyle changes. It feels like fitness, sort of like your body getting more healthier, a lot of cleansing, purifying the body.
Okay.
Can she hear?
Can you hear?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
And also saw a new car, whatever that means, a new car or a new mode of transportation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, maybe she wants a motorcycle. Have her hair blowing in the wind. I don't know. I'm just being silly now. Rosemary, these are great readings. You look like you've got some great things coming up in 2013. Thank you for calling. Okay?
Cool.
All right. Shanice from Florida. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
Shanice.
Hi, I just had a quick question in regards to what you see happening in my future.
Okay. So the first thing I pick up is a male energy. I feel like a relationship. Are you currently in a relationship?
No, I got out of it.
Okay. Well, what I'm hearing is going to be attracting someone new immediately. I feel a younger male energy, dark hair. Dark features, olive sort of colored skin. It feels like a smart kid, maybe a little bit of a geek. That's the interesting energy I get. It's a little bit of a geek, so good. You're a smart kid, book, sort of like a bookworm kind of guy. I'm hearing attracting relationships. Because you let this go, it's a good thing. I feel like it wasn't healthy for you. I feel like this person wasn't right for you, and he was trying to hold on for it for a while, but you finally realized I got to release it and let it go. He's not the one for me, and I'm hearing that you did the right thing. It was the right thing to sort of release this and let it go. You understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you put yourself in a very good position, a very good position to attract something new and better.
Very good.
Okay. So
excellent.
Listen, I love it. Thank you for calling, Shanice.
Okay.
All right. We're going to go to Tabitha from New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Tabitha.
How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Oh, I'm glad to get through.
I know. Bless your heart. You're a trooper. So do you have a question for our guest tonight?
Yes, I do. I've been doing a lot of things spiritually, working with angels and praying and stuff like that. And I just want to know... me and my brother are supposed to be going to court the 3rd of January, and I really don't want to drop the charges. And what outcome do you see for me for 2013? Is this my year or what?
My immediate impulse was yes, it is. I see a very positive outcome with court energy. And I want you to also keep yourself with the angels, asking for the angels' protection, asking for Angel Uriel to protect you and keep you, because court matters are very important. And if this justified energy of making it right, of praying it into existence, knowing that it's going to be in your favor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they may try to settle, which I think they already tried to make it settle, for a little bit of money, and that's not the case. You want to get what's rightfully yours, and that's what you should do. So I say yes. I feel the energy of yes is coming up in your favor.
Well, I was talking more like about my brother. We have to go to court. For the 3rd, you know, and I don't want to charges.
Right. If he did something criminal intentionally, there would be a problem. But if he did not do it, it will come out well. If the truth is there, it's going to come out truthfully no matter what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm saying, pick up a smooth transition. Also, I picked up the energy of ancestral energy around you. I don't know why I got that energy, ancestral energy. It almost felt like, you. I don't know if you ever heard of the energy of Onshan, or it's pronounced Ojan. It's like it's an African goddess sort of energy. I think it's from Yoruba religion. I got this sort of goddess energy. It's about intimacy, beauty, wealth, diplomacy, these kind of things, taking charge, very strong sort of warrior goddess kind of energy from you. And it's what I'm hearing you sort of stepping into. You're stepping into that position of power. It's like you're stepping into your own power, and I feel like you have a lot of assistance behind you, a lot of ancestral kind of energies around you assisting you in your spiritual path.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you're welcome.
Thank you. Well, we have 4 minutes left. I'm going to take Susan from New England, but this is our last call for the evening. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Thank you for squeezing me in. I'm really enjoying the reading.
Okay.
I know that you have been asked this many times tonight, but I've been single for a few years now by choice, and I'm ready for love. So I'm wondering if you see somebody coming anytime soon. And if there's anything I need to know to prepare for that.
I just want to say you are ready for love. As soon as you said that, I heard that you are definitely ready. And
okay.
Be open, because I feel like someone will come towards you. Interesting enough, I heard Gemini energy. I'm not really into astrology or anything like that, but I heard Gemini. So there may be some kind of Gemini connection to this person, okay, or some kind of twin connection to this person kind of energy that I pick up. Also, I'm hearing this person may be a little bit younger than you, so be open to someone that may be younger. So I don't know if you're kind of open to someone that's a little bit younger than you, but I feel like it's kind of that's the energy I pick up, not older, younger than you. It feels like you might start to attract younger guys, not older guys. So I don't know if you're prepared for that. But that's the energy I sort of feel that you would be sort of begin to attract younger guys and not older guys. So prep yourself for that.
Okay.
All right, Susan, thank you so much for calling in tonight, okay?
Thank you, thank you. Have a good night.
You
all
too.
Right, Happy New Year. Okay,
too.
So
bye-bye.
We're going to close this out. I want to give Reginald Lewis an opportunity to let our audience know how they can reach him for a private reading. Reginald, I know your website is reginaldlewisreadings.com. And
yes.
And your number, he gives readings by Skype and video chat, and you can reach him at 330-460-5317, Reginald Lewis. That's my son.
That's right.
That's
what a beautiful spirit. What a beautiful angel.
Thank you.
My baby boy, so we've just watched him bloom and blossom, and I know you guys were all blessed by him tonight. And then we have Dr. Reggie, and Dr. Reggie is, of course, my husband, and I've told you this is family night. And you can reach him for a private reading at 800-401-8129, press option 1. His website, of course, is prophetreggie.com. That's prophetreggie. And again, I'm putting a shout out to all of you light workers. Please send us your information if you would be interested in being on the show, because we want to talk to you and help you build your business and share your wonderful gifts with our audience. And you can reach us at cynthia.johnson@circlesofprosperity.org. We love you. We'll be here tomorrow night at 8 o'clock from 8 to 10 doing readings, and we'll also be here Monday in the evening. We won't have our morning show. We'll be here Monday from 8 to 10. So mark your calendars. Click on the follow button right underneath our icon at Blog Talk Radio, and you'll get an email from us, an alert, when we are having our show. So love you. Take care. God bless.